fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Toto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Hi-yo, Silver!
Big Jim Roberts was in charge of the construction of a bridge across Gunstock Canyon. When completed, the bridge would be a boon to the West. Stagecoaches carrying passengers and mail, as well as ranchers driving their cattle, would save many miles of travel. The Lone Ranger and Tonto knew how much the bridge would mean to the new frontier, and they were keenly interested in the job. To see how the bridge was progressing, they rode through a forest toward the canyon. Presently, they neared the edge of the woods. Between the trees and the canyon's rim, there was an open stretch of moonlit plain.
Construction camp on far side canyon.
That's right, Tonto.
We go around canyon or go through?
We'll go through the canyon. There's an Indian trail a few miles north. It leads down this side and up the other.
Me no trail.
Follow right up close to the road.
Just ahead in a clearing near the edge of the woods, the masked man and Tonto saw a campfire. It was a small campfire, carefully shielded. There were four men near the fire.
Three of those men are Indians, Tonto. The fourth is a white man.
Bad Indian in this part country.
That man's worse than any Indian.
You know
him? Yes. His name is Rollins. Joe Rollins.
Me hear name plenty.
He spent much time among the Indians and learned their language. He's organized bands of bad Indians and led them to attack settlements and wagon trains.
Law want him?
I think the law would have a hard time proving any charges against him. He never leaves survivors who might be witnesses. I wonder what he's doing here.
Maybe make trouble for a bridge builder.
I'll try to find out. You wait here. I'll go on alone. Most of it.
As the Lone Ranger approached the campfire, Joe Rollins rose to his feet and stood with a rifle held ready.
That's close enough. Stop there.
Silver, easy, silly big fella.
I dismount and stand still while I look you over. And remember, you're covered with this rifle.
Easy, big fella, steady. Your name, Rollins?
Hey, you're masked.
A mask is handy when a man doesn't want his face to be seen. I asked if your name is Rollins.
Being as I hold the rifle, I'll ask the questions. Did Big Jim Roberts send you here with cash?
The Lone Ranger was surprised to hear the name of the contractor in charge of the bridge on the lips of a man like Rollins. He wondered what Rollins and Roberts could possibly have in common.
Cash?
That's what I said. is to send me an advance payment of $100.
I'll hand over no cash until I know you're the right man.
You called my name, Joe Rollins.
Anyone can call himself Joe Rollins.
Quit stalling, give me the cash.
What if I don't?
And the deal is off.
Rollins, we can't afford to take chances. I must be sure you're the right man.
Well, what'll I do to prove it?
Tell me what you promised, Roberts.
All right. As soon as the last planking of the bridge is in place, I'll lead the Indians to mask all the men who worked on it.
You seem to be the right man. Tell me, Rollins, how many Indians can you count on?
I have 50 waiting beyond the hill.
Will they be satisfied with what they're paid?
Roberts promised they could have everything in the construction camp. Blankets, weapons, horses, everything. They'll be satisfied. Where do you come in?
What do you mean?
Me and Roberts agreed to split all the cash two ways. 50-50. Half for him and half for me.
I'll be taken care of.
Well, it'll have to come out of Robert's share. Now, give me that $100. I've got to buy fire water to get the Indians stirred up.
Rollins, I didn't bring any cash for you.
What?
In fact, I didn't come from Roberts. I came to see if you're as bad as everyone says. And you are.
I'll kill you.
The Lone Ranger fired from the hip with lightning speed. His bullet smashed the rifle before Rollins could pull the trigger. The lone three Indians near the fire leaped to their feet and drew knives as they rushed at the masked man.
Come on, kill him!
The nearest Indian drew back his arm to throw his knife. A gun cracked in the woods. Tonto's bullet struck the Indian's hand, and the knife that would probably have been buried in the masked man's back fell to the ground. It took but a moment for the Lone Ranger to join Tonto. Then the two rode through the woods for several miles before the masked man signaled a halt. He quickly told Tonto what he had learned and added,
I happen to know, Tonto, that a man named Larson, representing the syndicate that's building the bridge, went to the construction camp a couple of days ago with payroll money.
Him lucky him get there without holdup.
Indeed he was.
It payroll money crooks want?
Yes. Each man has been given 3 months' pay.
Well, that make plenty cash for Rollins and Big Jim Roberts to steal.
I can't believe Big Jim would be involved in a robbery and massacre. I'm going to find out. We'll go to the camp across the canyon, just as we'd planned.
Hold it, Silver.
Let's come.
Scout and Silver moved cautiously down the perilous trail to the canyon floor, then up the steep path to the rim, not far from the construction camp. There, Tonto waited with the horses, while the Lone Ranger proceeded on foot. The camp was dark. Everyone apparently was sleeping. The masked man moved to the shack that served as office and home for Jim Roberts. He opened the door softly, went inside, and lighted a candle. Then he touched Roberts on the shoulder. The contractor opened his eyes, saw the masked man, and sat up quickly.
Say, who are you?
Call me a friend, Roberts. I brought information you might need. Someone who calls himself Jim Roberts is planning a massacre of your workmen.
What's that? Massacre? Using my name?
Yes. He and a man named Rollins are going to send Indians to wipe out your men as soon as the bridge is finished.
Why?
The white men plan to take the money. The Indians will take everything else.
You say when the bridge is finished?
Yes, sir. How soon will that be?
The day after tomorrow. Sundown at the latest.
Can you postpone completion for 1 or 2 days?
Why?
That will give me time to reach an army post. The commandant is a friend of mine. He'll send troops to help you fight the Indians.
Now everything is clear. I can see through your scheme.
Scheme?
According to the contract, we're to receive a substantial bonus if the bridge is finished by sundown day after tomorrow. Now, if I believe your story and slow down the job, Larson and his partners will save that bonus money.
You think Larson sent me to you?
I bet on it. He came here with a payroll 2 days ago. Said he'd be back by Saturday sundown to see if we earned the bonus. He knew we'd make it, so he sent you with his story about murderous redskins.
Roberts, that's not the case.
Get out. Get out before I wake the boys. If they knew about this trick, they'd tar and feather you.
Thank you.
defeated in his effort to prevent a massacre, the Lone Ranger hastily withdrew. Then rejoined Tonto and explained how the curious circumstances of the contract made Jim Roberts suspicious.
At least, Tonto, I'm satisfied that it's not Jim Roberts who's conspiring with Rollins. Roberts was in bed and asleep. The man they were expecting must have been on his way.
Someone go to man. Use Roberts' name.
Yes, but we can't take the time to find out who he is. You start at once for Fort Garson. There's a slim chance that you can bring the soldiers before the Indians attack. Take this silver bullet to the colonel. Tell him who sent it. You'll recognize it and help us.
What you do?
I'm going to try to locate those Indians and that man who's conspiring with Rollins. I'll keep an eye on them and on the bridge. I'll do everything possible to keep the workmen from laying the last of the planks until you return with the soldiers.
Me go, Kimasabi. Easy, Scout. Easy, fella. Get him up, Scout.
In the meantime, a man from the camp had ridden the long way around the canyon to meet Joe Rollins with the money that had been agreed on. He found Rollins and one of the Indians nursing injured hands and in a sullen mood. He gave Rollins the $100 in cash. Then Rollins told about the masked man's visit.
Roberts, for a time I thought you'd send him with the cash.
No, I didn't send him. I don't know who he could be. I've got to put you straight, Rollins. I'm not Jim Roberts.
Huh? Who are you?
The right name is Hardwick, Jeb Hardwick. I'm construction foreman on the bridge.
Why'd you say your name was Jim Roberts?
Well, when I first talked to you, Rollins, I didn't know that you'd go for my plan. I figured you might turn me down and go spread the word that you'd been propositioned.
So that's why you gave me a phony name.
It wasn't exactly phony. Jim Roberts is head man on the bridge job. He's my boss. I just wanted you to know. Are your men all set?
They'll be ready.
You sure they won't want some of the cash?
Cash don't mean anything to them. They'd rather have the other things they'll find in the camp. And when the bridge be finished?
Saturday afternoon.
I'll have the Indians waiting in the woods. You get the work crew to cross the bridge to this side of the canyon. And I'll lead the attack.
Then we're all set. But I'm worried about that masked man.
Well, if you happen to see him, hold him for me. I have a score to settle with him. And so has the Indian over there with the bandaged hand.
Tonto knew every second counted if he hoped to get help from Fort Garson before Jim Roberts and all the men who had helped build the bridge were massacred by Indians.
Get him up, Scout!
He had traveled steadily since leaving the Lone Ranger during the night and had paused for only the briefest of rests. He rode all day, then through sunset and twilight. Darkness found him still in the saddle until finally he reached the garrison.
Oh, Scout, oh, fella.
Who goes there?
Me. Me friend. Me bring message for Colonel Grimes.
Indian. Corporal of the Guard, post number 3. You're covered, Indian. Dismount and keep your hands at shoulder level.
Me see, Colonel Grimes.
You'll see the Corporal of the Guard.
What's going on here? Who's the Indian?
I don't know.
Me friend. Me Tonto. Bring message for Colonel Grimes.
Colonel Grimes is gone.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue. When Tonto reached Fort Garson, he was dismayed to learn that Colonel Grimes, the officer on whom the Lone Ranger had counted for aid, was no longer in the garrison. The corporal of the guard said,
Colonel Grimes has been transferred. Colonel William Connors is the new commandant.
Oh, you take me to him. Me give him message.
He'll give you a message to me.
Bad Indian make plenty trouble at Gunstock Canyon.
That's where they're building the new bridge.
Isn't that right? Indian attack white man. Maybe tear down bridge.
Is that why you want to see Colonel Connors?
Not right. Maybe him send soldier. Fight bad Indian. Save bridge.
So that's it, huh? Well, get this, Redskin. We're too smart to fall for any trick like that.
What you mean, trick?
I suppose you figure we'll ride all the way to Gunstock Canyon looking for trouble, leaving only a small detachment in charge of the garrison. Then your bloodthirsty pals can move in and capture this place.
No. No, that's not true.
Now, listen, Redskin. Get on your horse and clear out fast while you're still in one piece. Now, get going.
Me come from Lone Ranger. Him friend to Colonel Grimes. Him send silver bullet.
I don't care who sent you or what kind of a bullet you're carrying. Now, get going.
You call Colonel.
He's turned in for the night.
Then maybe you call Sergeant. You may not go. He come long way with message.
Oh, so you won't go, huh?
Yeah, what's going on here? What's the trouble?
It's the Colonel. I thought he was in bed.
Who is this Indian?
Me, Tonto. Bad Indian make trouble at Gunstock Canyon. Maybe tear down bridge. Kill all white men.
You said your name was Tonto?
That's right. Friend send me here. Him know Colonel Grimes. Him send silver bullet to Colonel.
You have a silver bullet?
Here.
Colonel Connors.
Quiet, Corporal. So your name is Tonto?
Not right.
Tonto, does your friend wear a mask?
Oh, you know him.
Did you ever hear him mention Bill Connors?
No.
Well, we've met your friend and I.
Colonel, do you believe this, Redskin?
I do. Let me get this straight. Your friend sent you for help, is that it?
That's right. Soldier get to Gunstock Canyon plenty quick, or maybe you're too late. Bad Indian massacre white men. Tear down bridge.
That's enough. Corporal, see if this Indian is given a fresh horse.
Yes, sir.
Orderly.
Yes, sir.
Rouse the bugler.
Yes, sir.
Colonel, what are we going to do?
What do you suppose we're going to do? We're going to the aid of the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger had located the Indian camp at sunset in an isolated valley. He found a place of concealment on the hillside and maintained a watch through the night. At daybreak, he saw the Indians prepare to move. Joe Rollins directed the activities. There were at least 600 savages in the band that left the valley and headed over a hill toward the woods near the scene of the construction job. Then the masked man left his station and moved to another hill from which he could watch the progress of the bridge construction. With the end of the big job close at hand, the men worked harder than ever before to put in place the thick planks that would complete the bridge. They worked in teams, some carrying the planks and others spiking them to the supporting timbers. At noon, the work had reached the middle of the span. By mid-afternoon, the uncovered section had narrowed to 6 feet.
Hurry those planks to the far side, boys. We're almost finished.
Right, champ.
Yeah, it looks fine, Hedwig.
Oh, hi there, Mr. Roberts. Did you just come from the shack?
Yes. You haven't seen that man from the syndicate, have you?
Mr. Larson?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. He's supposed to be here by sundown, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Is he bringing the bonus money with him in case we're finished with his job?
Well, that's the understanding, eh? He'll be here, all right.
Hey, Mr. Roberts.
Yeah?
Look at the pile of planks. Only 10 left to lay, and then we're through.
Good, good.
Come on, Hank, give me a hand.
All right. Jeb. Have you seen any signs of Indians?
No, of course not. Hey, boss, are you worrying about what that masked man said?
Well, I'm not worried exactly.
Hey, what's going on over there?
White horse!
Gee, look. Speaking of the masked man, there he is coming this way along the far side of the canyon.
He's masked, boss, but are you sure he's the same man?
Yep.
He's got nerve to come back.
The Lone Ranger dashed along the canyon rim, then turned his horse toward the bridge and gave Silver his head. The powerful stallion leaped easily across the 6-foot gap on the far side of the bridge, where planks had not yet been placed over the timbers. The masked man crossed the bridge and drew rein beside Jim Roberts and Jeb Hardwick.
Oh, steady, big fella.
Who are you and what's that mask mean?
Well, you're back,
yeah? Steady, big fella. Roberts, I warned you that Indians would attack as soon as the bridge is completed. That still goes.
He's lying, boss. There are no Indians around here.
I saw them moving toward the woods, just beyond the far end of the bridge.
Don't believe him, boss. You boys get the rest of those planks over to the men who are waiting to spike them down.
Now, hold on, Jed. Maybe the masked man is telling it through.
He's not, boss. Don't you see the scheme? It's another pay by the syndicate to make us lose the bonus money. Get going, boys. Move those planks. Take them to the other side.
Leave those planks where they are.
Pulling guns on us.
Stand where you are, all of you. Now, listen to me. I've seen the Indians. I've talked to the man who will lead them to attack as soon as the bridge is finished.
I don't believe a word of it.
The Indians may be in that woods this very minute, waiting for the last planks to be put in place.
Yeah, a likely story. I still say it's a trick to do us out of our bonus.
It's the work of but a few minutes to spike down the rest of the planks. You can wait more than an hour and still have time to finish the bridge by sundown.
What good will it do to wait an hour?
I hope to see troopers from Fort Garson arrive. They'll take care of an Indian attack.
Yeah, we wait for an hour and then you'll find another excuse to stall.
I think we should wait.
Oh, you do, huh? Well, Roberts, I suspected you might be conniving with the syndicate so we'd lose our bonus. Now I'm sure of it.
Hardwick, you know me better than that.
If you stall this job past sundown, the syndicate could well afford to pay you plenty. That would be cheaper than paying all of us a bonus.
Boys! You think I'd double cross you like that?
Isn't it true that Mr. Larson from the syndicate came here the day before yesterday?
Of course. He'll be back to see if we earn the bonus.
And he made a proposition to you.
He did not.
Maybe Jeff is right.
This masked man and his story about Indians ready to attack. It's all a trick. Let's go on with the job. What do you say, boys? Let's finish the bridge and get our money.
Yeah, all right, Jeff.
All right, take those planks over to the boys who are waiting.
All right.
Leave those planks where they are.
Why, you...
The Lone Ranger had dismounted and taken a position where he could watch most of the men, but he could not watch everyone. One workman sneaked behind the masked man and leaped on his back.
I got him! Close in, boys! Grab him! Take his guns!
The Lone Ranger threw off the first man who attacked, then tried to use his guns as clubs. Someone grabbed one arm. Another workman grabbed the other. Jeb threw strong arms around the masked man's chest.
Get him down! Down to the ground and we'll put ropes on him!
Push! Push! Stop it, I said!
It's out of your hands, boss!
I'll help that man!
Jim Roberts pitched into the struggle and went down quickly from a hard blow to the chin. The Lone Ranger got one arm free and swung his gun.
Hold him! Grab that arm! Grab
him! I got him!
All right, get him down!
The odds were hopeless. The masked man might have struggled a little longer if it hadn't been for a cruel blow on the back of his head.
Oh!
It came from a tool handle in the hands of one of the men.
Good work. That'll hold him.
Yeah, he's out cold.
While he and the boss are unconscious, we'll tie their hands and feet.
Yeah.
Pete, you and Hank do that.
All right, Jeff.
The rest of you, move those planks to the far side. Get on with the job. Tie in those spikes. Get the bridge done. Step fast, boys. Get going.
Rollins and the Indians were on the far side of the canyon. Concealed in the trees, they watched as the last of the planks were carried to place, spiked down to complete the span.
Yeah, that does it.
Jeb and most of the others were waiting on the bridge, but a few remained on the side of the construction camp where the Lone Ranger and Jim Roberts had regained consciousness to find themselves bound hand and foot. Jeb shouted to these.
You boys! Come over here! You can leave those two now. There's nothing more they can do. Our job is done. We've earned the bonus. Come on over. Come on over so you can all tell your grandchildren you were among the first to cross the bridge on Gunstock Canyon.
The men shook hands and slapped each other on the back, congratulating themselves on a job well done and a bonus earned. Jeb Hardwick grew apart from the others and observed with satisfaction that none of the workmen had rifles and only a few wore pistols. For the most part, the men had nothing with which to defend themselves, excepting tools and fists. Then Hardwick raised his hand as a signal to Rollins, who was watching with the Indians in the woods. The jubilation of the men gave way to surprise as the Indians charged from the woods. As the Indians closed in with tomahawks, war clubs, and knives, a few were dropped by workmen who had six guns, but there were others to take their places. Jeb Hardwick had a gun and used it. He tried to pick out the engineers who were armed.
Hardwick, you're shooting our men.
Yeah, and here's one for you.
No, you don't, Hardwick. Give me that gun. And he's fighting them outside of the Redskins. Double-crossing scouts.
Rollins, help me. Give me a hand, you...
Rollins and Hardwick struggled hand to hand with two of the engineers, trying to bring their guns to bear. Too late, the workmen realized that the masked man had spoken the truth. Realized that Jeb Hardwick was in league with the Indians. It was a fight where tools and bare hands were pitted against the weapons of the Indians in overwhelming numbers. Then the bugle sounded, and a moment later, men in uniform rode into view beyond the construction camp. Tonto and Colonel Connors led the detachment. The soldiers drew rein, leaped from their horses, and raced across the bridge with rifles barking. Tonto didn't cross the bridge with the soldiers. Instead, he hurried to the side of the Lone Ranger and Jim Roberts. It was the work of but a moment to cut the ropes that held the two.
Thanks, Injun.
You did it, Tonto. But the soldiers in time.
And your friend, Colonel Connor, leads soldiers. Colonel Grimes, not in fort.
Let me borrow a gun and get into that fight.
Look across the bridge, Roberts, and you'll see that you're too late. The fight is over.
You did tell the truth about the plot, about the Indians, the soldiers. Did you think my own men turned against me?
Don't hold it against them, Roberts. They're influenced by Hardwick.
I'll follow your advice. I've learned that it's good.
Now here come Colonel and soldier with prisoner.
Connors, it's good to see you again.
And it's good to see you.
This is Jim Roberts who built this bridge. Jim, this is Colonel Connors.
How do you do?
I'm indebted to you, Colonel. You saved the lives of all of us.
I'm glad we came. We at last have evidence to put Rawlins behind bars for inciting Indians.
What about Jim Hardwick? I saw him fighting my men.
Well, Rawlins has already told us some things about Hardwick. We're taking him into custody with Rawlins.
Here comes Mr. Larson!
Yeah, sure enough.
Hi, Larson.
He's back just as he promised to see if we earned the bonus money.
Oh, hold it, hold
it, hold it. Where's your horse?
He leaves out at court. Me go back with soldiers and get them.
Very well, Tonto. I'll be waiting for you in our last camp.
What's been going on here? I heard gunplay and war cries. Who are those Indians, and what are the soldiers doing here?
Well, it's a long story, Mr. Larson. I'll tell you all about it later. The big news is the bridge is finished.
Well, I'll be pleased to distribute the bonus.
Hey, you hear that, boys? We get the bonus!
Hey, that masked man is leaving.
Hold on there, mister. Don't go now. Stay around and let us show our appreciation. We're all indebted to you.
You're not indebted to anyone, Jim. You've given the West a bridge.
Montpelier! Say, Colonel, you acted as if you knew that masked man.
Our trails have crossed on a number of occasions.
Who is he?
I can't tell you his name. I know him simply as the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Enterprises, and directed by Charles D. Livingston. Tonight's drama was written by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.